So the design map tells you if your building is in the tsunami design zone. That's the first step. And if you are in the area covered by this tsunami inundation, then you have to consider tsunami design. That means you then use the map, you use the run-up point. So you use the points which are the highest elevation that the tsunami reaches on land. And we have a procedure that from that highest run-up point, we can work backwards to the shoreline and get an estimate of the flow depth and the flow velocity at any point in the tsunami design zone.